Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
Even when we are unfaithful, you cannot deny yourself. You remain faithful. We return all the praise. We return all the honor. We magnify you. Blessed be your name, O Lord. We thank you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have worship. Have your seat in God's presence. Last week we started looking at the power of the prophetic blessings. And to show you the power and the dynamics of prophetic blessing, we went into the blessings of Israel, of Jacob, for his children. And we saw how their background, their condition of birth, their names, their lifestyle and character, the favor of the parents, affected the blessings that were pronounced on them. Affected the blessings that were pronounced on them. And we saw how every of the blessing that Jacob decreed came to pass. Even though what happened to Reuben, I'm not sure we're going to call it a blessing. And we prayed a lot of prayers on that day. And today, I want us to continue again and look at three people, Simeon, Levi, and Judah. Let's see how far that God will lead us today. Is my voice still audible? I don't know what's happening to it. Whatever it is, you are blessed. Genesis 49. Let's take from verse 1 quickly. Genesis. And Jacob called his sons and said, gather together. Look at this. That I may tell you what shall befall you in the last days. So, it was at the beginning of the days, decreeing what was going to happen to them in the future. And I remember telling you that the prophetic blessing has a way of shaping your future, shaping your life. The prophetic blessing has a way of manifesting when you least expect it. The prophetic blessing goes ahead of you into the future, waiting for you to do you good. So look at that. That I may tell you what will befall you in the last days. Continue, sir. Gather together and hear, you sons of Jacob, and listen to your father, Reuben. You are my firstborn, my might, and the beginning of my strength, the excellency of dignity, the excellency of power. Unstable as water, you shall not excel, because you went up to your father's bed, then you defied it. He went up to my couch. Simeon, so we handled that last week. Let's look at today's one. Simeon and Levi are brothers. Instruments of cruelty are in their dwelling place. Let not my soul enter their council. Let not my honor be united to their assembly. For in their anger they slew a man, and in their self-will they hamstrung an ox. Verse 7. Cause be their anger, for it is fierce, and their wrath, for it is cruel. I will divide them in Jacob and scatter them in Israel. Remember last week I gave you an analogy of Reuben pacing up and down when the father called all of them, and he was ready to be blessed because he was the first. And God and his father went against him. Now, the second and the third born will be waiting and say, ah, this one way, bros, don't miss this blessing. If he will say, now my turn. Then he carried the third
second and third born, and continue in the same manner. Put your two hands on your head. Let's pray together. Can we pray together? Say, my day of honor shall not turn to dishonor suddenly. In the name of Jesus. Say, my day of celebration shall not turn to a day of shame. In the name of Jesus. Suddenly, my day of honor shall not turn to the day of dishonor. In the name of Jesus, my day of celebration shall not turn to shame. It 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 shall not turn to shame. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Can we pray for our family as a whole? Say, the day of honor of my family, the day of celebration of my family shall not turn to dishonor. It shall not turn to shame. It shall not turn to disgrace. In the name of Jesus, my day of honor shall not turn to shame. My day of honor shall not turn to shame. My day of honor shall not turn to disgrace. In the name of Jesus, suddenly, this shall not turn against me. Can we pray? Suddenly. This shall not turn against me suddenly. This shall not turn against me. Suddenly, this shall not turn against me. Suddenly, this shall not turn against me. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Please forgive my voice. Genesis 34. Let's go and get to the root of this matter. Genesis 34. 1 to 3 first. Now, Dinah, the daughter of Leah, whom she had born to Jacob, went out to see the daughters of the land. And when Shechem, the son of Hamor, the Hivite, prince of the country, saw her, he took her and lay with her and violated her. Small. Summary. She was raped. Summary. She was raped. Can we pray together? Oh, we come against every sexual assault. Every sexual assault. Against any of our children. Against every of our women. Against every of our ladies. We come against every form of sexual assault. In that name, we come against every form of sexual assault against our children, against our women, against our women, against our men, against our members. We come against every form of sexual assault in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Can we pray, oh Lord, protect us from every form of harm in the name of Jesus? Can we pray, oh Lord, arise. Protect us from every form of harm in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Listen, when it comes to rape and sexual assault, the perpetrators are not far away. 90% of perpetrators of rape and sexual assault are known by the people assaulted. Sometimes they call them uncle. They call them auntie. They call them cousin. They are friends of a father. They are their friends sometimes. Their enemy is not far away. Can we pray together? Oh Lord, deliver our children from people that we trust. Arise! Deliver us from people that we trust, from the wicked that we trust. Oh Lord, arise. Deliver us from the wicked that we trust, from the wicked that we trust, from every wicked person that we trust. Arise! In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Listen to me. Mothers, fathers, listen to your children when they want to tell you some things. Mothers, fathers, be watchful when things about them change. I don't want to go into sexual assault. I'm going somewhere. But we need to talk about this. In the place of counseling, I've talked to some people that hate their mother terribly because of things like this. Where uncle was harassing and they were trying to tell mommy, and mommy said, "Is he not your uncle? Respect him. Why are you doing this?" And they ended up being raped because the mothers were not watchful. I ask for every member of this church, anyone emotionally unstable because of such experiences in the past, we ask that the Spirit of the Lord will do His work in your life. In the name of Jesus, anyone that has suffered any form of abuse in the past, every broken heart, every abuse, every sexual advantage, every assault against your life, we ask that the Holy Spirit will do the work of healing in the name of Jesus. Can we bow down and let's pray together? Together, say any member of our church that has been sexually assaulted in the past, oh Lord, we ask you bring your healing. Your healing, 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 your healing. Oh Lord, your healing. In the name of Jesus, we thank you in Jesus' mighty name. So after raping her, his soul was strongly attracted to Dinah, the daughter of Jacob. And he loved the young woman and spoke kindly to the young woman. And so what happened later was that the father of Shechem came to Jacob to beg Jacob to be for Shechem to marry Dinah. If you read the story down. And the children, the brothers of Dinah came and said, "You are uncircumcised. We can't give our sister to you until you circumcise yourself." Let's jump to verse 23. 25, verse 25. So they agreed and circumcised, also thinking that if they marry her, they will be able to take advantage of them. Are we still in the house? Is my voice still clear enough? Oh, thank you. Now it came to pass on the third day, when they were in pain, that two sons of Jacob, Simeon and Levi, Dinah's brother, each took his sword and came boldly upon the city and killed all the males. And they killed Hamor and Shechem, his son, with the edge of his sword, and took Dinah from Shechem's house and went out. The sons of Jacob came upon the slain and plundered the city because their sister had been defiled. They took their sheep, their oxen, and their donkey, and what was in the city, and what was in the field, and all their wealth, all their little ones, and their wives, they took captive, and they plundered even all that was in their houses. Then Jacob said to Simeon and Levi, "You have troubled me by making me obnoxious among the inhabitants of the land, among the Canaanites and the Perizzites. And since I am few in number, they will gather themselves together against me and kill me, and I shall be destroyed, my household and I." But they said, "Should he treat our sister like a harlot?" Let's look at this issue. Let's look at this. Were the children wrong? Was Levi and Simeon wrong? I don't have an answer. Don't say pastor is setting his trap. I'm not setting any trap. Were they wrong? So it's not Bible study. It's prayer service. Okay, daddy said yes and no. Beware of revenge. Help me tell somebody by your side, beware of revenge. Tell another person, beware of revenge. You know, as I'm talking, some people are not happy because within them, something has eaten them deep. They want to revenge. They want to attack. And they are dying slowly. Beware of revenge. Listen to me. The last time I read my Bible, vengeance is still the job specification of God. When you revenge, you are playing God. Listen, what I'm telling you now, I'm not saying it's easy. Because if you step on my toes now, I will almost have hit you back before I realize that I'm not supposed to hit you back. I'm not telling you what is easy. I'm telling you what the Bible says. And pastor, he killed this, he did this. Let's not go into those stories. Beware of vengeance. Can we lift our right hand and pray together? Say, oh Lord, to whom all vengeance belong, arise and avenge me of my enemies. Can we pray, oh Lord, to whom all vengeance belong? Oh Lord, to whom all vengeance belong? Arise, 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 and avenge me of all my enemies. Arise, 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 oh God, to whom all vengeance belong? Arise and avenge me of every enemy. Oh Lord, to whom all vengeance belong? Arise and avenge me of every enemy in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. If you look at Luke 18, the woman, the widow, kept asking the judge for vengeance. And at the right time, the judge did the right thing. Jungle justice never works anywhere. Is that straightforward? Can we pray again? But I ask, in what areas do you want God to avenge you? Think about it before we pray. In what area? In what area? In what area? In what area? Have you been stepped on? In what area? Have you been treated wickedly in an evil way? And you need help of God. Can we pray again? Let's pray. Oh Lord, to whom all vengeance belong, arise and avenge me, arise and avenge me, arise and avenge me, arise and avenge me, oh Lord. To whom all vengeance belong, arise and avenge me. Oh God, to whom all vengeance belong, arise and avenge me, 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 oh Lord. To whom all vengeance belong, arise and avenge me. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Take me back to Genesis 49 from verse 5. Let's pray the opposite of those prayers. Can we pray together? Can we pray together? Say, every instrument of cruelty against my life, let them be destroyed. And then, can we pray? Every instrument of cruelty assigned against my life, let them be destroyed. Let them be destroyed. Every weapon of violence assigned against my life, let them be destroyed. Let them be destroyed.
Let them be destroyed. Let them be destroyed. Let them be destroyed. Let them be destroyed. Every instrument of cruelty, every instrument of cruelty, every instrument of violence has signed against my life, spiritually, physically, mentally, psychologically, instrument of cruelty, instrument of violence has signed against my life. Let them be destroyed. Let them be destroyed. Let them be destroyed. Let them be destroyed. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. It's an instrument of cruelty. Are in their dwelling place. Verse 6. And we need to be very careful. Let not my soul enter their counsel. Let not my honor be united to their. We have to deal with this. Because the most blessed person on earth at that particular time say for these people, let not my soul, let me not be in their counsel. What he's saying is, let there be no blessing in their camp. Why? For in their anger, they slew a man. Lord, let not my anger put me into trouble. Deliver me. Can we pray? Oh, can we pray? Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Let not my anger, my wrath, my rage, let it not put me into trouble. Every weakness of anger, oh Lord, arise by your grace. Deliver me, deliver me. Deliver me, deliver me. Deliver me, deliver me. Deliver me. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Have you watched what white people call road rage before? Road rage. Road rage is when somebody is angry when he's driving. You see two people on the road fighting. One will just come out with a gun and shoot the person. Some will carry wheel spanner and break all the glasses and then enter the car. I once canceled somebody that told me about the anger of somebody in you. That when the person is angry, he will carry bottle first. You know what he will do with bottle? You know normal thing. He will hit the bottle and then choke himself first. Ka! It's not a laughing matter. Some people are laughing and anger is their problem also. Can we bow our heads? Oh Lord, deliver me from anger. Deliver me. Deliver me. Deliver me. Deliver me. Deliver me from every weakness, every sin of anger. Oh Lord, arise, arise, arise. Arise, deliver me. From every anger. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. You know, if you don't handle your anger, it will handle you publicly. Anger will handle you publicly. In fact, in the presence of people that respect you, people that are about to honor you, people are about to do great things to you, you will do something. Say, thank God I didn't make the mistake. So if me and this person are one-on-one in the office, I will not be able to correct him. The way this guy could beat me, I bet make him stay the place where he do. Make him stay there. May anger not disgrace you publicly. But you need to do something about it. Bad ahead. Talk to God. Do something. Lord, deliver me. Before I put myself into trouble. 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 Good potential. A youth with potential but is angry. A pretty lady but is always angry. Oh Lord, arise, deliver me. Deliver me, deliver me, deliver me, deliver me. From every anger. In the name of Jesus. Can we pray by your mercy? Everything I have lost because of my anger. Oh Lord, by your mercy, let them be restored to me today. Everything I've lost. Anything I've lost to anger. Oh Lord, arise by your mercy. Deliver me. Oh Lord, by your mercy. Everything I've lost to anger. Oh Lord, by your mercy. Arise and deliver me. Everything I've lost to anger. By your mercy. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Hello. Stop piling things up in your heart. Don't die before your time. You know, when you pile up pressure, it will explode one day. Bah! And how many people will you come and explain to you that I'm not like that? Though. Now the pressure where I don't pile up. I just came indirectly from Lagos to church. While we were in our meeting yesterday, we were discussing the management team of my office. We had a meeting and discussing some things in Lagos. The last statement, the chairman was giving the last statement for us to close. And then somebody said something. And the chairman told the president, we are closing. I'm the last person to talk. And the person got annoyed. Wonderful person. Loved by all of us. By the time he started throwing the anger, they all kept quiet. They were looking at him. Then we came back this morning. I said, before we start the meeting, I want to apologize to everybody. And you know the surprising thing is that he and the chairman are 5 and 6. He said, all of you know this is the closest person to me here. You know this. Some of us have formed an impression already. May your weakness not disgrace you publicly. And you need to do something about it. Can we pray again? Everything I've lost to anger. Oh Lord, I recover. Every reputational damage. Lord, I recover from every reputational damage. I recover from every reputational damage. Every reputational damage to anger. Oh Lord, I recover. I recover. Every reputational damage. I recover. Oh Lord, deliver me from unrestrained anger. Oh Lord, deliver me from bitterness. Oh Lord, deliver me from violence. Oh Lord, deliver me from bloodshed. Unrestrained anger. Unrestrained bitterness. Arise and deliver me. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. So it was anger that led to revenge and put both of them into trouble. And you know what he said to them? We'll get there. He said, I will scatter you. And I will show you from the Bible that they were scattered. Both of them never had the land. They did not have the land. Simeon had a little. But it was not the blessing of God for me. Therefore, I pray for you. Any word that has been spoken against your destiny in the past, that is waiting to manifest against you in the future, let mercy erase those words. Let mercy cancel those words. In the name of Jesus, whoever spoke against you in the past, that is waiting to manifest in your future, and is already manifest in your present, let the blood of Jesus silence those words. Let the blood of Jesus silence those words. Let the blood of Jesus silence those words. In the name of Jesus. Let not my soul enter their counsel. Let not my honor be united to the assembly. We need to pray. Can we pray? Say, let men of honor. Say, let me have an encounter with men of honor. Let men of honor not be missing in my council. Let not be missing in my vicinity. Let men of honor, let me have contact. Oh Lord, let me have connection with men of honor in the name of Jesus. Let men of honor be in my council. Let men of honor be in my council. Let men of honor be in my council. Men that matter. Men of glorious destiny. Men of grace. Bless men. Let me be connected to them. Let them connect with me. Let them connect with me. No matter what war has been spoken against me in the past, raise men of honor for me. Raise blessed men for me. Let me be connected to them. Raise men of valor in the name of Jesus. Raise men, raise men, raise men. Raise men, raise men, raise men. Raise men, raise men. Men that matter. Men with glorious destiny. Men of grace. Bless men. Let me be connected with them. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Verse 6. Okay. For they slew. Verse 7. He said, cause be their anger, for it is fierce. And their wrath, for it is cruel. You know, sometimes I sit and say, how can a man be talking to his children like this? How would Jacob just wake up? But you know what? At that time, they were below 30, between 30 and 40. And two of them went to kill a whole nation. So if those people, their cousins come together, they will exterminate and kill all of them. Because of a mistake and the anger of these two people, the name of their family could have been erased from the earth. It is not every anger that is justified at all times. In this case, it looks justified. It looks so. But it is not justified. They could have destroyed all of them. And where would that blessing of Abraham be? Where would the plan of God be? They would have, in their anger, cut short of a plan of God for generations yet to come. In fact, we won't be in church. Because it's Abraham's blessing that brought us together. Are we here? They will have cut short the plan of God by their anger. I pray for everyone here. The plan of God for your life that has been cut short by anger or by any weakness, by any sin, by any error, by any mistake, let that plan be restored back unto you. Let there be a restoration for you. Let there be a recovery for you. Let there be a restoration for you. Let there be a recovery for you. In the name of Jesus. Parents, can we pray? Some of our children have done many things that we are not aware of. Many. Many. That we are not. What came to my mind now? When I was in Jaja Hall in Unilag, there's a room, just two rooms from my room. It was a courtroom. All of us know it was a courtroom. In fact, we don't pass in front of it. We go around. But you know the thing. The mother, the father, and the siblings of one of the guys there, they come to school every Sunday to visit him. But they never knew that he was in the court. And in the room they come to visit him, it's a courtroom. Whenever we pass them, we shake our head. Ah, who will tell this papa and mama that it's almost late already? The boy was resuscitated from school. Some of your children have done some things. You don't know about it yet. The day it will manifest, it will bring shame. But before it manifests, let the Lord have mercy. Let's lift our hands up. Any mistake, any sin, any weakness, whatever our children have committed, whatever, Lord, whatever, 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 we ask for your mercy, your mercy. Your mercy, your mercy, your mercy, your mercy. We ask for your mercy. We ask for your mercy. We ask for your mercy. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Some children are in court already. Some are addicted to drugs. Some are involved in hookups.
many things that we are not aware of. I ask for every father, every mother that I hear, that the Lord will open your eyes. Let the Lord open your eyes. Let the Lord orchestrate events for an exposure of things you need to know that you don't know yet. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We thank you. We bless your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Look at them. I will divide them in Jacob and scatter them in Israel. What is he saying? They will not have the land. Remember, they were 12. And Jacob and Joseph was given 2. We showed you last week. Making 13. But the land is for 12. That means somebody must be removed. You will not be displaced from your place of blessing. Can I hear a big amen to that? Can we pray together? Say, my blessing shall not be scattered. Can I hear you? My inheritance shall not be scattered. My hope shall not be scattered. My effort shall not be scattered. My blessings shall not be scattered. My possessions shall not be given to another. In the name of Jesus, my promotion at work shall not be given to another. Oh Lord, I am due for elevation. I am due for promotion. My promotion shall not be scattered. 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 In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. In case you don't know, it just came to my mind now to tell you. See, when a man sheds blood, check throughout the Bible, they scatter. Check. Cain, you become a vagabond in the land. Just check it. When people shed blood, there's a scattering. They don't gather. They don't stay. They are not established. Something is always pursuing them. When they are about to be blessed, they will resign and leave that place and go. Why? The blood is speaking against them. Anyone that any blood is speaking against here, we ask that the mercy of God shall prevail over the speaking of that blood. In the name of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus speak better things for you. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things for you. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things for you. In the name of Jesus, can we pray against them? My blessings shall not be scattered. My promotion shall not be scattered. My hope shall not be scattered. My expectations shall not be scattered. My inheritance shall not be scattered. My possessions shall not be scattered. They shall not be scattered. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Joshua 19, 1 and 9. Let's look at Simeon. Joshua 19. The second lot came out for Simeon, for the tribe of the children of Simeon, according to their families. And their, look at this. Let's read that. And their inheritance was within the inheritance of the children of Judah. Have you checked the map of South Africa before? Anybody? You know the map of South Africa? Within South Africa, you will see two countries. Lesotho and Swaziland. That is how the inheritance of Simeon was. You see, Judah became so big that Judah surrounded him and took his land. He became few. Can I shock you? If you read the first, what do we call it? The first census in the book of Numbers. You know, the book of Numbers was named Numbers because they were numbering the census. If you check the first census, Numbers chapter 1, verse 23, you check the number, you discover that Simeon was the third largest. That was when they got into the wilderness. 40 years after, when they were leaving the wilderness, they took another census before Moses died. He was number 12. He moved from 3 to 12. Why? The word of his father against him is that I will scatter you because of bloodshed, because of anger, because of violence. I pray any negative word that is scattering your effort, let the mercy of the Lord
speak against those words. Let the mercy of the Lord silence those words. Let the mercy of the Lord silence those words. Let the mercy of the Lord silence those words. In the name of Jesus. Joshua 19:1. Again, 19:1. And their inheritance was within the inheritance of the children of Jerusalem. Remember what the father said? He said, I will scatter them. Jump to verse 9. The inheritance of the children of Simeon was included in the share of the children of Judah, for the share of the children of Judah was too much for them. Therefore, the children of Simeon had their inheritance within the inheritance of that people. May the mistake of today not become your albatross in the future. In the name of Jesus. Can we lift our two hands up and say, oh Lord, just have mercy on me. 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 Oh Lord, by your blood, have mercy. Have mercy. Because of Jesus, arise. Have mercy. Have mercy. Oh Lord, because of Jesus, arise. Have mercy, have mercy, have mercy, have mercy. Oh Lord, because of Jesus. Arise, have mercy. Because of Jesus. Have mercy. Can we pray again? Say, by the blood of Jesus. Can I say, by the blood of Jesus and the mercy of the Lord, I am redeemed from the war, from decrees, from declaration of any physical or spiritual father working against my destiny, reducing me to nothing. Oh Lord, have mercy. By your mercy, by your mercy, by your power, by your blood, redeem me from every word, every declaration, every decree of any physical father, spiritual father, physical mother, spiritual mother, any boss, any priest, any pastor, any agent of darkness, anyone spoken against me. Oh Lord, arise, arise. Arise, arise. Arise, arise. 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 In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. I pray for you. Any word you spoke that you did not know about that made men to rise up against you, may the Lord arise and deliver you from their hands. In the name of Jesus. When I was in the bank, I've shared this many times. Missed promotion for like 3 times. While I was praying, long story short, while I was praying one day, I lay down in the sitting room. Then the Lord showed me an incident that happened in my office 3-4 years, or like 3 years before that. There's this lady that was my junior in the office. And as at the time I was promoted, the last promotion I had before having issues. As at the time I was promoted, the last promotion, she was not due. So when we were promoted, she came, I was there. Why was she not promoted? And I told her, we are 1.5 years your senior. So why are you expecting promotion at that time? Wait for your turn. You know the normal thing, wait for your turn. I said that. It was like a joke. But I was lying down in this room. It was not that I recollected. I saw the vision of everything and her face angry. And that was it. Sometimes you say some things that you don't know. Somebody is against you because of those words. And is working things against you. I pray. Any word you have said in ignorance that is being used against your life and your future, let the Lord arise and deliver you. You are delivered by the blood of Jesus. You are delivered by the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Can I say, I shall not be few. I shall not be small. I shall not be little. I shall not be insignificant. I shall not be weak. I shall not be despised. I shall not be irrelevant. I will not be of no use. I shall not retrogress. I shall not become like Simeon. In the name of Jesus, can you pray? I shall not be little. I shall not be small. I shall not be few. I shall not be insignificant. I shall not become irrelevant. In the name of Jesus, I shall not be few. I shall not be small. I shall not be little. I shall not be insignificant. In the name of Jesus, I shall not. I shall not. I shall not. I shall not retrogress. I shall not move backward. I shall not be few. I shall not be little. I shall not be insignificant. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Joshua 18:22. The difference between Levi and Simeon. Is it Numbers? Numbers 18:22. Move it to 20. And the Lord said to Aaron, you shall have no inheritance in their land, nor shall you have any portion among them. I am your portion and your inheritance among the children of Israel. Exodus 32:25. Let's see how he redeemed himself. Exodus 30. Moses has just gone to collect the Ten Commandments. And while he was away, they built the golden calf. You remember the story? Golden calf, and it came down. Okay. Now, when Moses saw the people were unrestrained, for Aaron had not restrained them to their shame among their enemies. 26. Then Moses stood in the entrance of the camp and said, listen to me. See, this is a source of deliverance that many people miss in church. King Joash missed it. Finhazi don't miss it. Levi did not miss it. Once in a while, God asks for a difficult thing to be done. And those that do it, their situation changes forever. Levi will have gone like Simeon. But look at what happened. Moses stood in the entrance of the camp and said, whoever is on the Lord's side, come to me. And what? And all the sons of Levi gathered themselves together to him. Let's continue. And he said to them, thus says the Lord God of Israel, let every man put his sword on his side and go in and out from the entrance to entrance throughout the camp, and let every man kill his brother, every man his companion, and every man his neighbor. So the sons of Levi did according to the word of Moses, and about 3,000 men of the people fell that day. Do great things for God, expect great things from God. He said, this one, he said, now my party, we sit down in church together because you can't pray well. He's not coming, I'm not coming. This one does. It will not take you anywhere. You remember, I read on Sunday, I don't know at which service, out of the three, I have come to raise mother-in-law against son, daughter-in-law, son against. Take your stand for God no matter what. So they went and they started killing the idol worshippers in their midst. And they killed 3,000. And God said, oh, you can do this for me. Even though you will not have the land, I become your inheritance. Numbers 33. Deuteronomy 33. 8 to 11. I'll get there in the future. But let's see Moses' blessing. And of Levi, he said, let your Thummim and your Urim be with your Holy One, whom you tested at what? At Massa. and with whom you contended at the waters of Meribah. Who says of his father and mother, I have not seen them, nor did he acknowledge his brother, or know his own children, for they have observed your word and kept your command. They had no respect for their brethren. They kept the word of the Lord. And their situation changed. See, this your follow, where they do, and they put you for trouble. Some causes will change immediately. Once you change your mind, once you stand for the word of God, it changes. Phinehas, what happened to Phinehas? Balaam gave that Balaamic advice. And they were bringing women into the camp for sexual immorality. And what did Phinehas do? Phinehas carried the sword and went after them and threw it and killed two of them. And what happened? The plague stopped in Israel and Phinehas. And God came and said, Phinehas, because you have done this, the priesthood shall not depart from your family. And God gave him what they call an everlasting covenant. When you stand for the word of God, he gives you an everlasting covenant. The way you do follow, today in, tomorrow out, feeling Christianity. I feel, I pray, I don't feel, I go, I feel, I come, I don't feel, I, and all those things. You can't lay hold of a promise. Levi turned everything around by his dedication to the Lord. Change your friends, man. Change your friends. They are putting you into trouble. Stand for God and see what he will do for you. Lift your two hands up and let's ask for mercy. The Lord that redeemed Levi, remember me and redeem me. The Lord that redeemed Levi, that became the portion and inheritance of Levi, arise, be my portion, be my inheritance, arise and help me, arise and help me, be my portion, be my inheritance, be my help, be my portion, be my inheritance, be my help. We thank you. Can you bow down your heads? Let me give you 30 seconds to ask something specifically from him. Just talk to him. Ask something specifically. Ask something specifically. Go into specifics. Ask him something. Have mercy on me. Let there be a change concerning me. Let there be a turnaround. Let there be deliverance by your blood. May my children not suffer the consequences of my actions. May my children not pay a debt they did not take because of me. May my children not be punished for what they don't know about. Mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord. Your everlasting covenant that you have with Levi, that you have with Phinehas. Remember me with an everlasting covenant through the blood of Jesus. Remember me with an everlasting covenant through the blood of Jesus. Deliver me just like you deliver Levi. Be my portion, O Lord. Be my inheritance. May my children not be put to shame at the gates. May my children never be stranded anywhere in their life. May your voice speak for them in the future. May help be raised for my children wherever they go out to. Let my children be known as the children of the blessed of the Lord. Let them be known as the children of the blessed of the Lord. Let my children be known as the children of the blessed of the Lord. Every reward I've missed in life, let my children not miss those rewards. Let doors of favor open for me this week, Lord. In the name of Jesus.
I ask for everybody here that mercy will speak for you. The blood of Jesus that speaks better things than the blood of Abel. Let that blood speak for everybody here. In the name of Jesus. May grace be your portion. May mercy locate you. In the name of Jesus. May there be a sudden turnaround in every area of your life. In the name of Jesus. May the Lord open a new chapter for you. Suddenly your story changes. Suddenly we are looking up to you. Suddenly you are sharing your testimony. Suddenly you are advancing. In the name of Jesus. Suddenly we are celebrating you. Suddenly we are rejoicing with you. In the name of Jesus. Suddenly he turns your mourning and your sorrow into dancing. Let there be celebration galore in our midst. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS, or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buari Expressway, Dusse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Dusse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.